listening to Money Talks. Again, I'm Troy Harmon here with Casey Smith and Jennifer Thomas. If you want to get a hold of us, if you have a question you'd like to ask and have us answer on the air, we'd love to hear from you. 770-429-9166 or email us at drgene@hensler.com. That's H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R.com. So, guys, we got all kind of stuff today, but it's kind of a fun topic to consider. Paul from Alpharetta has written us, says, I'm fascinated by the evolution of commerce and retail. I truly think Webvan and Pets.com were ahead of their time. Today we have Uber Eats, Amazon Prime, same-day delivery, and Instacart. Additionally, so many retailers have gotten the ship-to-store or free pickup-today services. What do you think of the future of these services? Will they all be absorbed by the bigger companies before they go public? Are they better run than companies launched in the dot-com era? Are consumers just more willing to buy online now? You know what? I think probably the answer is Webvan was ahead of it. It was ahead of its time. You know, there were not many services that were actually offered in that way, and it seems like today's consumer is more and more willing to use that Amazon model where you just hit a button on your computer, your phone, whatever other personal device you might have, and the stuff shows up at your house. Now, it does come with a bit of a premium.
Yeah.
But the convenience is, I think, what you're paying for.
You pay for the convenience. Mm-hmm. But it's funny that this question comes up now. I was at a conference yesterday, and one of the speakers was talking about how, 10 years ago, people were buying some things online, maybe 15 years ago. But a lot of people didn't trust it. You know, they say, I've never put my credit card into something online. You don't know where it goes. They can easily get that information. And he made the joke that, the way that you were supposed to handle that was to go down to Target and swipe it, and then that's the safe way to do it, right?
Right. And go to the store.
Using Target as a sort of a...
Target's had an issue or two. There's been more than one there, right?
So, but it's interesting that the trust now, if you ask millennials what the number one most trusted brand is, what do you think they say? Amazon.
Really?
Amazon is by far the best and worst thing that has ever happened to me. I mean, I use it all the time. One of the great things about Amazon is, like, if you want a shelf for your bathroom,
right?
If you go to Target, you're going to maybe see, I don't know, 5 shelves, whatever they're going to have on display.
Yeah.
And they only have so much room. But you can go to Amazon and you can see hundreds of them, and you can find one that just fits what you're looking for.
Yeah,
it used to be that the impulse buys were all at the front of the store. You could buy chewing gum and all of that other stuff, but it's made everything an impulse buy.
Yes. It really is.
In today's time.
It's dangerous.
But I think it really is more about the consumer. I mean, if you're asking just how it is, there's probably not a person around today that's saying Amazon's a flash in the pan. It's going to go away. This is a fad. It is not a fad. I think this is the way of the future. And if you look what Walmart is doing, it seems to me, and I feel like I have this conversation on the air every week, seems like Walmart wants to become more and more like Amazon, and Amazon wants to become more and more like Walmart. So the distribution model that Walmart has built out is something enviable by Amazon, and Walmart wants to build up its online sales, hence the purchase last year of Jet.com.
Right.
Well, and if you don't have to go searching for something, too, that's like, you know, if you buy a certain brand of something and then you have a hard time finding it, the store gets rid of it, you know, things like that happen all the time. You know, then you don't have to start driving around. Where can I get it? What, you know, how am I going to go back to this? And certain things, there are certain things that I know I'm going to order, and I'll order 10 of them, and I have a closet, and I just stick them in there, and then I use them until they run, till I get down to like 2, and then I'll order 10 more.
Yeah. So I really believe that there's a point at which we will consider the Amazon model is not perfect when we start seeing fewer and fewer options for those brick-and-mortar stores, but we are surely seeing pressure on them at the moment. I guess a little bit of follow-up on the previous question. We were kicking around what's going on in retail. Amazon seems to be killing the brick-and-mortar, or at least that's the rap in the market. And, Jennifer, you had a few comments as far as groceries.
Yeah, you know, like, well, Webvan didn't, make it, but I would have a hard time buying meats and produce online.
Yeah.
Because you can't see it.
Right.
You know, and you can't.
Well, what about the model that they've got that's kind of a I guess, a blend of the two. You can go to Kroger. They've got this option where you can give them basically your grocery list, and they'll put it all together and have it for you when you get to the store. Walmart's doing the same thing. Think that will ever change?
No,
you think that they'll
I don't.
Fix you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe for millennials, certainly could, because they, you know, if you do that from the beginning.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just the way it is.
We talked about clothes, too. I mean, that's something that, you know, one size doesn't fit all. And
absolutely.
So
tell you what, though, you look at the pressure that's coming on them. You mm-hmm. start watching the financial reports on those companies, and retail has definitely got some issues. Guys, let's take a financial planning question real quick. Here we go. Steven from Woodstock says, I'm being encouraged to retire this year with the market up over 8%. I'm hesitant on rolling over my 401k. I have proprietary funds that I can't get outside of the 401k, and they have some pretty significant capital gains. Should I just leave it where it is and pay the administrative fees? I hear an advisor will cost me more. Got an opinion on that? I think probably start off. The gains with inside your capital, your 401k don't
yeah,
matter.
No,
right?
The market being up really should have no bearing on right. whether or not you roll over your 401k or not. I mean, you're not going to have to worry about paying capital gains tax on anything as long as you, you know, roll it over to an IRA or, you know, another 401k, I guess, if you were going to go work somewhere else. Then there would be you can buy and sell, and there's no tax implications for that. It's just when you take the money out of that retirement account, then that's when you pay tax on it, and it's ordinary income tax, not capital gain. So a little bit of a difference there. So that really doesn't have any bearing on whether it's a good time to roll it over or not. You know, there are some factors to consider when you're rolling it over. Generally, an IRA is going to give you a lot more flexibility. You're
right.
going to have the option to invest in a lot of different types of assets that you probably don't have access to within the 401k.
401ks are mostly mutual funds, and I think you said proprietary funds. Sometimes they'll put a little twist on a mutual fund within a 401k, and
right.
you can invest. But it's you're buying portfolios of stocks in a 401k, not yep. individual securities.
And your options are generally limited to a handful. You know, they create a lineup most of the time. Sometimes they can be self-directed, and they'll let you buy stocks or you know, bonds or anything outside of the options that are in the plan. But most
often it's going to be the stock of the
yeah.
company that's offering
yeah,
you the 401k.
Right. And there's usually, you know, sometimes some plans don't offer a whole lot of options. You know, they may only have, you know, six or seven
right.
yeah. where, you know, then some companies have a lot. So you really want to know that the options that you have are good options as well.
Yeah. Just because you roll it out of a 401k doesn't mean you have to have an investment advisor. Of course, we would recommend at least talking to one to see if there's something that you need to be doing differently or you know, an allocation that should be set up to meet your goals. But
you also have you have fees inside the funds that you
absolutely.
Own, and you would want to look at those and see how much they are and compare that to what an advisor would cost. You know, if your advisor is going to use individual stocks, depending on the assets that you have inside the 401k and how much, you know, if you have enough to diversify and build your own portfolio of individual stocks with that, then you are no longer paying that management fee inside the funds that you own.
Right.
And there, you know, and so depending on what the advisor would charge, it may or may not be more.
Yeah. yeah. And if you like the allocation within your 401k at the moment, you can always mimic that with other mutual funds.
You can.
Outside
and you
might
be of able the to 401k. Do it at a lower cost even
right.
Outside of the 401k. Some of the
sure.
those proprietary funds a lot of times come with some added expense as well. You just want to weigh the costs. You know, different plans have different costs associated with the plan. Some are more expensive than others. Some are relatively inexpensive, but some can be pretty pricey. The only, you know, other consideration, you know, I don't know how old Steven is.
Yeah, we didn't get that information, so it's hard to say.
Yeah, so but if you know, he's over 55 and he separates service from his employer, he can actually, if he has a need for this money inside of his 401k, he can take a distribution from the 401k And just pay the tax on it and not owe the 10% penalty for taking a distribution prior to age 59 and a half. So if he's kind of between age 55 and 59 and a half, it might be a good idea to leave it in the 401k if he thinks he's going to have a need for any of that money.
Yeah.
Because you can avoid that 10% penalty.
One final thought, and we're about to wrap it up here, but we do provide advice on 401k plans. So if there's a small business out there or an owner who needs some information as far as their 401k to be, you know, one of those things that we can help you with. Again, you can call us at 770-429-9166, and we would be happy to help you. So, guys, one more thing I'm always going to ask. Market next week, we just came off a 2% increase. Market is up or down, KC?
I'm going to say up off the holiday weekend.
There we go. We got a shortened week next week, but
I'm going to say up.
Jennifer says up. You guys are people after my own heart. I always say the market's going to be up because the statistics tell me 2 out of 3 days the market's going to be up. You're listening to Money Talks. Have a great weekend.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.